All right, here we go. Well, welcome, everyone. It's great to have all of you with us today. As I mentioned earlier, Steve and Malin are out of town. And so from the corporate side, this is Alan. I get to kind of run the call today, and I am so pleased to have Liz Perkins with us, one of our PBOA members, great leader with us. And we're going to hear from her in just a few minutes. But I wanted to go through some announcements.
Thanks,
first. Yeah.
Excited to be here with you.
Hey, we're glad to have you, Liz, and we're looking forward to your training, too. Hey, just a few notes for everyone from the announcement side. Instead of our regular Monday call this coming Monday, we're going to have a rebroadcast of the Cancun Points Tracker webinar. So tune into that instead of our, you know, instead of our regular Monday call. We're so excited about the Cancun trip. We want to be sure everyone qualifies, so we want you to understand how to fill out the point tracker so you can be running for that and ready with it. That's, of course, at the www.limitlessbroadcast.com address for that. Also, Tuesday evening, our You Even Better episode will be a rebroadcast of Erica Shields. She's our fitness ambassador and, of course, Mrs. Colorado America 2016. In fact, she competes in the Mrs. America pageant later this month, so we're really excited to have our association with her, and this will be a great event Tuesday evening to help your prospects get to know more about Limitless and about one of our great fitness ambassadors and hear her journey and how the products have really helped her get to where she's at. It's a great broadcast. Also, a reminder that on Fridays at the corporate office, we hold a business opportunity luncheon. It's a great way if you want to be in the Salt Lake area or if you're in the Salt Lake area to bring your prospects and help them learn more about the opportunity, the business opportunity and the products of Limitless. Also, we're excited to announce that we have, and many of you knew this already, but many of our documents for the company have been translated into Spanish and are available in the virtual office. So as you get into the back office, just go back into the tools link, and then in the build your business section, there's an area called, I'm not good at Spanish, but Documentos en Español heading. And so you can see our Spanish documents there. It's exciting to be able to have our Spanish business growing. Well, Liz, we are so pleased to have you with us to do some training today. I love your trainings. I love your energy. I love everything you bring. And we're going to turn it over to you, and I believe you've got one of your downline also going to be helping today, Alberto Lomeli. Is that right?
I do. I have Alberto on with me, and I'm going to bring him in at the end. He's really been working hard, and it's certainly fun to hear some of the people that he's recently brought on to his team that have joined us today on the call. But really excited to be with everyone here today. As I stated, Alan, we have kind of a skeleton crew. The office was pretty empty yesterday, but we certainly were working hard to make sure that we got all the work done and spending some extra time with you and really looking at the future of where we're going in a lot of areas. But, you know, I had some opportunity to talk to you about what's happening in the Hispanic community and really where we're headed there. And I'm super, super excited about that. So really appreciate
too.
All your efforts, Alan. So I am thrilled to be with you here today, and because Steve and Malin are out of town and some of the leaders are away, they asked me to do a little training, and I'm excited because I started thinking about when I started in network marketing 17 years ago. I can't even believe it's been that long.
Wow.
And I know, is that crazy? And Alan, I actually met you at my very first network marketing experience, and I learned a lot. And I'm grateful. And even though that didn't end up being, you know, my end all be all, it certainly taught mm-hmm. me a lot along the way. And it's why I'm here today. So I am grateful for that first experience. But the interesting dynamic about joining network marketing, I think that a lot of people have a misunderstanding or misconception of what network marketing is. And I know that I did. And even growing up in Utah, you know, I think that we form certain ideas, you know, get rich quick schemes, or, you know, they're not really businesses, things that you may have heard, or even things that you formed, personal opinions that you formed by the things that you've heard. But something interesting about network marketing for myself, and I believe for many of us who really make it a career, or at least a part-time career in our lives, is I didn't really know much about personal growth or becoming better. I just lived my life on a day-to-day basis. But my desire to be successful in network marketing really caused me to look for materials and people who could teach me how to do the business. One of my favorite teachers, and anybody who's around me knows, one of my very favorites of all time is Jim Rohn. And he has so many good quotes and pieces of material, and I can honestly say that he is the single biggest reason, the biggest reason that I am in network marketing today, because of everything that he taught me and really inspired me to just stay the course, to stay, keep going. And but he said, he had so many great quotes, but one that really was important and I heard early on was that you will have to work harder on yourself than you do on your business. Okay, and I want you to really think about that and write it down, that you will have to work harder on yourself than you do on your business. And the biggest reason I believe that that is in anything that we do is because as we improve, as we become better, people recognize that. And that energy attracts energy. Okay, so as you start to work on yourself, it is going to draw people to you. Now, I didn't really understand that quote in the beginning when I first heard it, but I completely understand it today. And I'm really grateful, super grateful, for the opportunities that this business has provided me to grow on a continual basis. And it really does push you, constantly pushing you to push those barriers or those boundaries of your comfort zone and to grow outside of that. And I can honestly say a couple of things that really stand out to me is we used to have what we called millionaire training every Saturday morning. And it was a lot like this call. And I remember the people that trained on it, a specific gentleman, one of my mentors, his name was Dan McCormick. And I remember listening to that call every single Saturday, never missing, and saying to myself, I want to be like that. I want to be like him. I remember seeing Malin Campbell presenting in the front of the room. And I used to say to myself, I want to be like her. I want to be like that. But knowing, oh my gosh, I had no idea what it would take to get me to those places and how scary it would be, some of the things that I would have to do. And our goals, each and every one of us, each and every one of you on this call today, it's going to be different for all of us. So I really implore you to not compare yourself to anyone. That what you want to achieve, it's all about your journey. That was just my journey of what I wanted to accomplish. And really what it did take me to get there. And I'm so grateful because I feel I'm so much better because of the impact not only that it had on my life, but the awesome opportunity to go out and impact other people's lives, which I truly, truly do love. So I'm grateful for all those opportunities of growth along the way. And today, I want to train you on a few of those things that can help you keep going when the going gets tough. And to constantly remind yourself all the time that the only way you will fail is if you quit. I was told that early on in my network marketing business, and it really is the truth. The only way you'll ever fail is if you quit. If you keep going, if you just keep going, you will find a way to have the success that you're looking for. And it's based on the efforts that you make, but you will ultimately find the success if you keep going. I'm going to give you 5 little techniques to help you keep pushing through when you feel like giving up. Okay, so one of my favorite sayings is, better the man who tried and failed than the man who never tried at all. And because how do you ever know what you could accomplish if you never try? So I'd much rather see somebody try and fail 100 times than a person who never tried at all. I admire that person, a person who's gone through multiple things, and because they're learning all along that way. Every time you have something that challenges you, and even if you don't ultimately achieve what you want, you have learned something from that. So why not try it? Why not do it? You're going to learn something from it. So better the man that tried and failed than the man who never tried at all. Think of it this way. Failure is not the end. Failure is a time for a new beginning. I love that. In fact, there's an awesome quote by Michael Jordan, and this is just a part of the quote, but he says, I failed over and over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed. He is the epitome of that previous quote, the man who tried and failed. He has done it hundreds and hundreds of times, and that is why he succeeds. I love that. So just remind yourself, oh my gosh, pick yourself up, just keep going. And again, it comes down to the only way that you ever fail is if you quit. You can't fail. Even if you have a failure, that's just the time to start over. Doesn't mean it's the end. So just remind yourself, if something doesn't work out, it's a new beginning. Just keep going. So one of the most difficult parts of reaching our goals or making positive change is pushing through discomfort, right? Doing things outside of our comfort zone. That is really hard. In fact, oftentimes, that is where people give up, okay? They give up in that process because it gives them all kinds of challenging feelings, and they don't know how to work through them, okay? So let's just say, for example, you quit your day job to pursue your dreams, your passion, a business venture, or you want to become an entrepreneur. And let's say that after 6 or 8 months, you need to sell your car to keep going. Okay? Now, here's the interesting thing. You might start to question yourself at that time. And a cubicle may appeal to your need for security. Okay? Some people may have the will strong enough to keep going without flinching. But the odds are most of us are familiar with that nagging inner voice that says to us, go back. It's too hard. It's not worth it. Has anyone ever experienced any of those loud voices in your head? But here's the bottom line. It is worth it. It is worth it. In fact, there's a great little motivational video. I highly encourage you to go to YouTube and watch it. It's less than 5 minutes long. It's called 212 degrees. It's talking about the difference between 211 degrees in water and 212 degrees in water, and that 1 degree difference makes water boil. So it's going over that 1 degree of difference in victory, in successes. And I'm just going to give you a small couple of little things out of that video, but I encourage you to watch it. Again, it's called 212 degrees. And in the video, it gives some amazing little statistics about the small margin of what it takes to be victorious. So, can you believe that for the last 10-plus years, that the Indy 500, the margin of victory has only been 1.54 seconds? That is pretty small when you really think about it. And the margin of victory in all major golf tournaments over the last 25 years, that is a lot, 25 years, was only 3 strokes. Now, they're averaging it out. Okay, so the margin of victory is only 3 strokes. So I want you to think about something. When you feel like giving up, I want you to say to yourself, I could easily be 3 strokes from success. Or, in our business, I could be 3 no's from that yes that can change my business and my future forever. Okay, so remind yourself, you could be so close. You could be so close. You've come so far. Why stop now? Keep moving. 3 strokes from success. Even if your future does not unfold exactly as you have planned, again, I'm going to go back to what Jim Rohn said. You will never regret who you become through the process of following your bliss, your dreams, of following what you want. You will never regret the person that you grow into when you follow your dreams. I found an awesome little quote. I'm the quote girl. Love them. Because they are true, people say them because it's how it's impacted their life. This quote is from Helen Keller, a woman who had so many challenges I can't even imagine, yet overcame and became a truly amazing woman. And she says, the struggle of life is one of our greatest blessings. It makes us patient, sensitive, and godlike. It teaches us that although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming of it. Oh, I get chills when I read that because it is so true. Although there is suffering, there is also the ability to overcome it. We all have that opportunity. Every single time that we do that and we grow from it, then it gives us the ability to inspire others to do the same. And that really is in power of what we have and what we are doing here at Limitless Worldwide. So now we have decided to keep going. How do we do it? How do we help ourselves overcome those difficulties? How do you separate yourself from your fears so that you don't sabotage your own efforts? And how do you silence that inner voice and force yourself to keep taking step after step after step? How do we do that? So I'm going to go over five simple, these are suggestions to help you keep going when all you want to do is give up. Because we've all been there. Hey, I've been there. And I get there a lot. Sometimes I get there weekly. There are times that I've been there on a day-to-day basis. But then I talk myself out of it, and I just keep going. Okay, so you're not alone. We all have those times, those moments, those days. The important thing is to figure out a way to just keep moving. So first, identify your potential challenges and decide that you can meet them. Okay, so what could potentially be the challenges that would stop you? And decide before it even happens that you can meet those challenges. Be really specific. List the factors that could encourage you to quit. Okay? List things that you know yourself. Nobody knows you better than you. List the things that would encourage you to quit. Be specific. Okay? Recognize them. What sacrifices will be most difficult for you? Right? And what changes might push you way out of your comfort zone? And we're going to have some fun talking to Alberto about that. But what are the changes that could push you out of your comfort zone to stop you from moving forward? And then what you want to do is ask yourself this. What is the payoff if I keep going? So list all those sacrifices. Yeah. What's the payoff if I keep going? Make your list comprehensive. And I want you to focus on the positive so that you stay the course. Okay? Focus on what's positive. So list all the difficulties, make a comprehensive list, and then make the list of what is your payoff. What is the payoff if I keep going? Okay, so remember this. Being anxious won't get things done faster. It will only suck the joy out of what you're doing. Okay, you want to just take a deep breath and keep moving. Super important. Okay, number two. Observe your emotions without resisting them. Be cognizant. Be aware of what you're feeling. Feelings are awesome. They teach us. So observe your emotions and don't resist them. Okay, so we all experience rushes of emotion all throughout our life. A lot of different things cause us to feel different types of emotions. So what's important to remember is you are not your feelings or your thoughts. That is just what's going on in your head, okay? We exist far beyond the machine that is our mind. We are so much more powerful than that. We have the ability to control all that. You just have to learn how to do it, right? And sometimes we can learn really quickly, and other times it takes a long time, okay? But I want you to, when your brain is getting out of control and thoughts are getting out of control, just stop for a minute. Notice your feelings. Recognize them, okay? Feel them. Realize they are not permanent. And know this. You won't always feel scared. You will not always feel anxious or paranoid. And when you stop resisting something, it's a lot easier to let it go. And another little awesome quote that fits right in there so nicely, because when you're feeling that way, I want you to think of this. If you get tired, learn to rest, not to quit. Okay? If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling over anxious, if you're feeling scared, just rest. Don't quit. And then go back in. Okay? Very, very important. Okay, number three. When your emotions get louder, challenge them with more emotions. Okay, there's a great book called The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. And he talks about how we can quiet a persistent inner monologue and step fully into the present moment. We all need a few simple tricks up our sleeves to get past those louder mental moments throughout our life. So again, we just need to stop, take a deep breath, and here's something I love. Appeal to your future you, your future self. Appeal to that person. Stop. Think about that. The person that you envision becoming when, not if, but when you achieve your goals. They appeal to that person. Take a deep breath. Think about that when your mind's getting loud. Who am I? Who do I want to become? Make a very bright mental picture of who you want to become, okay? When you achieve your goals. When you feel scared and you want to curl up in a corner, because I've been there many, many times, maybe even done that a few times, what you want to do is remind yourself that your future you will be proud, grateful, and satisfied of all you have accomplished to get it there. And again, it just comes right back to that first quote from Jim Rohn. You know, you're going to have to work harder on yourself than you do on your business. And this just says that and reminds you of that. You're going to become such an amazing person in the process. And you will love that person, all the challenges that you face, because you get to inspire others by becoming your best you. That's why I love our tagline, you even better. By becoming your best you, that is an inspiration to others to do the same, that you will just naturally affect other people's lives by simply becoming and working on and becoming the best you in the process, okay? So remind yourself that future you will be proud, grateful, and satisfied of all that you've accomplished to get there. So no matter how uncomfortable you might feel change can be, know what you do now creates who you will become tomorrow. So be cognizant of that. And know this, it's worth moving through fear to get there. In fact, Dale Carnegie said, if you want to conquer fear, don't sit home and think about it. Go out and get busy. And I love that. So if you're sitting there feeling afraid, the best way to change that is go do it and just get it over with. Go out there and get busy. And that will help you move through fear. Number four, celebrate all of your minor victories. I love this too. So when we have large goals, it is very tempting to feel dissatisfied until we've reached each goal completely. For example, let's say you set a goal to achieve a certain rank in your business. What I want you to do is celebrate each small rank advancement along the way. And why do we do this? Because this is a motivating way help you remember these small steps are the first of many successes on the way to your dreams. I love that. Little small successes on the way to your dreams. And if you give yourself credit for each small accomplishment, getting a new customer, sponsoring a new distributor, celebrate those. I love it because, you know, I'm starting to see more people on my team do this, but Pam, she's always been the master of this. If she gets a new customer, she sends me a little dancing person, happy dance, I got a new customer today, and, you know, I get to celebrate with her, or, hey, I got a new distributor, and now I'm starting to get, you know, Sebastian and Alberto and a lot of other people on my team reaching out, and, you know, this happened today, and I'm so excited, and I get to celebrate with them, and not only does it build them up, but it builds me up, too, so I absolutely love those little celebrations, getting new customers, getting new distributors. And the great part about those little celebrations is that you will likely keep piling them up. Those simple celebrations along the way can ultimately get you to where you want to be. Those little tiny steps. And how do I know this? Because there is a really awesome book called The Slight Edge. And in this book, it talks about making little tiny good choices. Little tiny good choices over a long period of time can make big things happen. Now, the same in reverse can happen. Little tiny bad choices can make bad things happen. So that's why it's so important that every single time that we do something, we want to make sure that it's a step in the right direction of the goals that we want to accomplish. Little tiny good choices over a long period of time will eventually get you there. So these little awesome celebrations over time will ultimately help you push through and get you to where you want to be. And number five, finally, sometimes you just have to call yourself a liar. And what do I mean by this? Well, unfortunately, most people give up because they stop believing in the possibility or the possibility of the life that they want to create for themselves, right? They stop believing. And belief is so important because belief is the beginning of all things possible. So you have to believe. If you lose your belief, that could really stop you from moving forward. And most people will give up because they stop believing. So, in fact, how does that happen? I want you to think about this. Have you ever done this? Have you ever had this happen to you? Do you rationalize in your head? Oh, it's probably too far-fetched. Or do you trick yourself to think, well, it won't really happen. I don't really want it. It won't happen for me. We may even say things to ourselves like, I don't want to be an executive three. I don't really want to be a manager or a director. I don't want to be that presidential director like I did in the beginning. We say those things to ourselves. Why do we do that? Because, and you might even go on to say, you know, I don't want to do any of those things and achieve those ranks because it'll take too much time away from my family. You ever said that to yourself? The time commitment is too big. Oh, I might have to travel and that's really expensive. Or I'd have to talk to a lot of people, and I just don't know that many people. Okay, if you have said any of those things to yourself, stop. Stop doing that. And while some of those might even be true, most likely what's happening is you're just bargaining with yourself so you feel better and you're giving yourself permission to quit. Okay, so you're just trying to make yourself feel better about quitting. Stop that. Stop. Another little great quote. I love this because it says, age wrinkles the body, but quitting wrinkles the soul. Okay, don't quit. Just keep going. Do not give yourself permission to quit. Don't. Don't wrinkle your soul. Your soul is worth so much more than that. Okay, so when you start rationalizing and you feel yourself making these types of excuses, stop right where you are and say out loud. I don't even want you to say it in your brain. You need to say it out loud. Like I'm screaming right now, very loudly. I want to get the point across. You stop and you say out loud to yourself, that is not true. I can do this. I do want this. And I will keep going. Why do we do that? Because we want to turn those emotions, we want to turn whatever's going on in our head, we want to turn that around. This is your chance to live the life that you want to live. This is your opportunity that you've been waiting for. You are the light that others are seeking to follow. So I want you to shine on big and bright. Keep plowing ahead. Be bold. Stay present and keep taking steps forward every single day. And if we do that, we will eventually see each other at the top. And how do I know this? Because I have a young man on the phone with me. His name is Alberto. I have been working with Alberto for 2 years. We have been on a roller coaster, haven't we been, Alberto?
Yes. Blame everyone.
Yes, we have been on a very large roller coaster, and it has had a lot of challenges, hasn't it?
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of challenges. But you have not given up, right?
Yes. It's been hard, but I'm here still. I'll never give up.
You're here still.
I want to thank you for having me here on the call for the first time and pushing me to be a better person, a better leader. And I want to thank to my team down there in Arizona, too. It's their first time here in the call, too.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what, Alberto, that's where I was just going to start. I can honestly tell every single one of you that Alberto, when I first asked him a while back to challenge him to get up, and because, you know, I don't speak Spanish, and yet I've had a great desire to grow business inside of the Hispanic community. And I need people like Alberto to help me do that. And working with him, because I do not speak no Espanol. And so Alberto has had to be in front of the team, stand up and speak in front of a team. Was that scary, Alberto?
Yes. Well, my life, it was the same feelings. I can't stand on the front of the room ever.
But you even told me that. You said, I'm not going to do that, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, once you did it once, was it scary? How did it feel the second time?
Feels better the second time.
And the third time?
It wasn't that scary. Yeah, it wasn't that scary anymore.
So doing it the first time and doing it the second time is not as scary. And then I made you be on a call, and here you are on a national conference call now. A little scary, right?
Yep.
But it's important
yep.
for your growth of your team and your business, right?
Yes, it is.
And it feels good, right? And it feels good?
Yeah. Feels good.
Okay.
It's coming together.
That's good. And what's really exciting for me, for all of you out there, you can understand, Alberto, he understands English very well. I have no problem communicating him. It's just the him speaking. I'm only giving you such a small part of his story. Alberto's story is so inspiring because he comes here from Mexico, right, Alberto?
Yes.
And his journey here was one that many of you probably never would have made. And that right there speaks very loudly to me, the type of person that Alberto is, and no surprise to me that he has stayed with his business because he has a huge heart. And he wants to do some amazing things. And through him, I remind him, through him simply saying yes to his business and to keep moving forward, the number of lives that he will affect along the way and how he can really make big changes by him simply saying yes. It's pretty powerful, isn't it, Alberto?
Yes, it's powerful.
Well, I'm certainly grateful to you. Is there anything else that you want to say to everybody on the call about keeping going?
Just I want to say that don't quit. Someone told you no, doesn't mean no. It just means give me some time and keep calling again until you say yes. And
that is exactly right.
Yeah, that's what it is. If someone told me no, it's just rest, listen to some motivation videos or audio, and just keep going, keep looking for the next person. Or just let them rest for a little bit and call them again next month.
Yeah, he has done that. I am here to tell you, Alberto has done that. He's called people that have said no to him. He goes back to them months later, and a lot of those people that said no ended up saying yes. Now, Alberto, I'm going to just give you a minute to maybe say something in Spanish if you'd like to your team that's on. And I know many of them do speak Spanish, and they might be listening. But if you'd like to say something to them in Spanish, I would love that right now.
Bueno, muchas gracias a todos por estar aquí en la llamada. Me siento muy orgulloso de estar menos aquí y muy feliz. Es primera vez y también es mi primera vez aquí en la llamada de Nacional y espero que vengan muchas más y con más triunfos. Y nos vemos en Las Vegas para el 26. Muchas gracias otra vez.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you, Alberto.
Thank you, Nicole. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Like I said, everyone, if you ever feel like giving up or quitting, I want you to remember Alberto because he has really done some truly amazing things in these last few months, and he's worked really hard for a lot of years. And I want to end with one final quote because it really speaks loudly to me, to exactly the heart that Alberto has. Quit making excuses, putting it off, complaining about it, dreaming about it, whining about it, crying about it, believing you can't, worrying if you can, waiting until you're older, skinnier, richer, braver, or all around better. Suck it up, hold on tight, say a prayer, make a plan, just do it. And that couldn't say it better myself, but Nike put it into words. Just do it. Don't quit. Keep going. And remember, the only way you will ever fail is if you quit. So, Alan, that's all I have to say for today. And thank you, Alberto and Alan, for being on the call. And hope that was awesome. It was fun for me.
That was, Liz, that was fantastic. And Alberto, we were so happy to have you too. As Liz mentioned, Alberto, it is so exciting to watch your journey. And even you, just in your life, of coming from where you were to where you are, you know, here today, and then what you're doing with Limitless. You are a great example of what this is all about, overcoming our current self and becoming a better person and using those talents to benefit others. And in the process of that, you're benefited yourself too. Wow. Liz, thank you for filled
awesome.
Up the whole front and back of some note pages, and
good.
Love it. No, this was great. I love those principles. You know, sometimes in this business, we look at others who are successful and we say, "Oh, I don't have their skills. I could never do that." But I like what you said. Hey, it's an individual journey. Don't compare to others. It's just be better than your current self. And I love that. And what a great example you are of not giving up and just keeping going, and look at the success you've been able to achieve in this business. So great, great insight.
I love this
Thank
business.
You so much.
Thank you, Alan. Yep. I love it. Glad to do it.
Well, thank you for sharing today. Great gems in there. No webinar today, everyone. And so I'm going to go ahead and take us off of presentation mode. We'll unmute and we can say some fair goodbyes.
Well, this is Sally Ann.
Great call, Liz.
Love you guys.